Proclamation number 7311 dated the March 18th, 1959. Answers to questions. Serious examination of the origin. I want to answer your every question providing you are capable of completely closing yourselves to the world and its impression. Thus with an utterly empty heart only you and for my presence. Then you will also be able to hear my word without any kind of ambiguity, for which it is absolutely imperative to put all earthly matters aside. This is also I so much as being endorsed as my ward where a person's thoughts were still too involved, where this silence in God had not been established, where my answer had not been waited for. It always depends on the degree of love and unity with me that and in which way a person is being addressed by me, and someone who completely hands himself over to me need not fear misconstruing the communication he receives. He will, without hesitation, be able to endorse everything as my merciful expression, and therefore he will also unhesitatingly be able to ask questions, but they will certainly be mainly of a spiritual content, because a child which totally hands itself over to me will be far more interested in spiritual than earthly questions. Yet people are still very attached to the world and often desire explanations about purely worldly things, which they always present to me in the hope that I will give them the desired answer. And this jeopardizes the judgment of my words, for people with predominantly earthly interests are not yet mature enough to completely close themselves off and enter into a confidential dialogue with me. Their thoughts will more likely keep digressing and return to the world from which they are unable to disconnect themselves completely.
Enigma qu'a divine communication questionable if not entirely impossible.
Therefore, you should very seriously examine that which you endorse as coming from me and expect your fellow human beings to believe that I myself am the originator of it. Only he, who is able to establish this heartfelt bond with me in complete seclusion and allowed no worldly thoughts of any kind to enter during his heart's association with me, may feel certain and endorse the results of his heartfelt dialogue with me as being completely without error. He can also ask any question and it will be answered to him, because it is always his will not to fall prey to error and because the truth means everything to him. I speak to everyone, but whether my word or his own thoughts come to his mind is determined by the human being's own seriousness of will as soon as it concerns questions which are not only of spiritual substance, where there is therefore a risk that worldly thoughts creep in and thereby easily endanger the truth, whereas, on the other hand, purely spiritual thoughts will guarantee inner composure and seclusion with the result that the answers will be appropriately clear and truthful. If you want to speak with me then I also demand your undivided dedication to me. But then I will also take complete possession of you and all results of thoughts will be the outpouring of my love into your hearts. If, however, you still share your desire for me with the world then you cannot expect of me that I make myself heard by you and you must therefore very seriously examine yourselves and thus exercise self-criticism, which will always be beneficial for you if it is your will that I should address you. For the pure truth must be desired by you, otherwise you will never be able to receive pure truth. Amen.